turned away, crumbling your heart. I never knew I was so deprived. I never knew I was so deprived. Ya ummi, ya ummi, my mother, ya ummi. Ya ummi, ya ummi, my mother, ya ummi. Your beloved smile just makes me cry. You cared for me, you loved me, you cared for me, you loved me. Ya ummi, ya ummi, my mother, ya ummi. Ya ummi, ya ummi, my mother, ya ummi. Many times that I have hurt you so, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. Ya ummi, ya ummi, my mother, ya ummi. Ya ummi, ya ummi, my mother, ya ummi. Many sleepless nights you awoke at night, wiped away my tears. You held me tight, wiped away my tears. You held me tight. Ya ummi, ya ummi, my mother, ya ummi.
Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
نسألك يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم,
الرحمن الرحيم,
الملك القدوس,
الرحمن الرحيم, الملك القدوس, السلام, المؤمن, المهيمن, العزيز, الجبار,
المتكبر, الخالق, البارئ, المصور, الغفار, القهار, الوهاب, الرزاق, الفتاح, العليم, القابض, البارئ,
البسيط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير السميع البصير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم.
My butterflies, there was once a king who used to test people in different ways to see how they thought and how intelligent they were. Now, butterflies, it's very important and a great quality to be able to keep one's sense at a time of difficulty. Otherwise, if you are in difficulty, you'll make the wrong decisions. So one day the king called his minister and gave him a goat. He weighed the goat and told the minister to keep the goat for 1 week. But he made the condition. The goat has to weigh exactly the same after a week. Not any more, not any less. The minister was given a week off to care and look after the goat. Now the minister was very worried because he had no idea how he was going to do what the king said, so he cried all the time. He knew if he did not feed the goat, and if it died, he would be even more trouble. He made dua to Allah for help. Then he remembered that there was a man who gave people advice on all matters. So he went to the people and he said, "This is what the king asked him to do." At first, the man told him that he must write to the king and tell him that it's not possible to make such a condition to anyone. But the minister said, "Let's rather solve the problem." "All right," said the man, "but we'll still have to speak to him at some time to give him advice." This man said this because he heard the king was not regular in his salah. He was involved with all the pleasures of his kingdom. He didn't care much for his akhirah. He felt that he would have to advise the king, talk to him, and tell him to change his life. In the meantime, he told the minister to allow the goat to eat in the day and to sharpen a knife in front of it at night. This way, it would be scared and it wouldn't run away. The minister did what he was told. And after a week, it was time to have the goat weighed. To his surprise, butterflies, do you think the goat was the same weight as it was when the king gave it? Or do you think it was less or more? I'm not going to tell you now. Let's first go for a quick break.
Yeah. Allah, Allah, yeah, Allah. To the light, how do I thank you, my Lord? My sins keep piling up. Where will this end for me alone?
Yeah,
Allah,
yeah,
Allah,
yeah,
Allah, yeah, Allah,
yeah,
Allah,
yeah,
Allah,
yeah,
Allah, yeah.
Makes me weak. My heart is breaking down. Will I make it through?
My butterflies, do you know what happened when the king weighed the little goat? He was surprised to see that this goat weighed exactly the same. He gave the minister a big reward. All of a sudden, the minister said, "It's not me, but it's a pious man who deserves this reward." The king wanted to meet the pious man, and so he sent for him. And when the pious man arrived, he said to the king, "The goat enjoyed eating during the day. But at night it forgot about everything because of the fear of being slaughtered. This worry made its weight remain the same. Eating during the day therefore kept the goat alive by the will of Allah. And at night, seeing the knife made it restless." The king said, "I understand what you've said." "But I don't understand why you're telling me this," said the king. "Maybe it's time for you to be good. Instead of only worrying about your money, your wealth, your kingdom and your castle, it's time to worry about the Akhirah too. I've been waiting a long time for some advice, and this opportunity was a good one," said the king. "You have advised me to keep remembering the Akhirah, the grave, Jannah, Jahannam and death. In this way, despite all the luxuries and wonderful things I have, I'll still remember that this world is not forever. Everything will come to an end. And in Jannah, inshallah, we'll have it forever and ever." With the advice of the pious man and with the advice of the minister, the king got rid of all his evils in the palace. He started regularly performing his salah, reciting Quran, carrying out the commands of Allah. And at the same time, he made sure that those under him did the same. He'd always perform 2 extra rakats of salah to thank Allah for helping him change his life. And also used to recite a poem that said, "Listen, dear friend, when good days come, the paths of our meeting will become apparent themselves. A course teaches us only words, but it takes a person to make a person of someone. This is the only way to meet him, the path through those on the path." You see, butterflies, we must also remember, make the Akhirah the most important way of life. Allah will make the world come to us. Always think that one day we have to leave this world. Let's imagine that when we die and people are informed that we have passed away, the time will be set and we'll be going to the qabr. We need to remember and think, did I make enough to do and get the du'as from mummy and daddy? Did I recite Surah Mulk every night before sleeping so that it can be a light in my qabr? Did I do good deeds so that Allah will be happy with me? Or was I a naughty little butterfly and always got into trouble? My butterflies, remember to do good deeds, read your salah, fast and read Quran and make the dhikr of Allah, because we want Allah's love, help, happiness and mercy, don't we? Of course we do, and Jannah, inshallah.
He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made
made the sun, the moon, and the stars? Who made the sun, the moon, and the stars? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He's the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He's the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made us all to perfection and made us all the greatest of creation? Who made us all to perfection?
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.